Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
There was an election?
There was an election.
Well, that's debatable, I guess.
Right. I'm not sure that it's over. Like, Woz suggests that it's in the past.
No. I mean, we had our election, and then they released the vaccine, and we all get to go back to normal.
Ah, wouldn't that be nice? I think that, you know, a couple of conclusions I think we can definitely say about the election are, A, pollsters don't know what the F they're talking about. All right? Like, end of story, they don't know.
Oh, you mean this wasn't 4 years of Hillary?
Well, they don't usually need to call elections that are this close, though.
Well, that's their job. I mean, like, they were calling this election, but they weren't calling it close.
It wasn't close in the polls.
Right. They were saying Biden by... You know, in some cases, they were off by double digits in points. And, you know, they have plenty of time.
Oh, the pre-election poll. Okay, not the, all right. Not the post-election outside
right.
people.
That's the second thing, is that our election process is broken. And if you, like, you do one election that sort of counts. People expect results in the evening on one election per year. Every 4 years, excuse me, and you can't deliver that, then something's wrong. I mean, what, American Idol can count this many votes in seconds.
But how many people are double, triple, 100 times voting in American Idol?
The media has declared that clearly Joe Biden is the winner. This is the same media.
Well, yes, but they did that before they had like 10% of the votes, didn't they?
Well, in some jurisdictions, that's true.
They also did that with Gore.
Not the AP necessarily, but the media has been declaring long before you could tell.
Yeah, I mean, so things are different than they are with Gore, you know, now, but... There's some interesting questions out there, and the Trump campaign is not known for being a bunch of shrinking violets when it comes to lawsuits. So expect there to be as many lawsuits as possible. Expect them to be decided very quickly, because the law says that we got to swear somebody in on January 20th. And anything that happens before that, of course, there's the Electoral College and, you know, these sorts of things. So what are you guys saying?
I'm saying the same thing that I said before the election. We are not going to know when it happens. And B, we'll be lucky if we get it done in time. And C, we will go to the courts on this thing.
Okay, so you're not even saying, do you have any idea whether it's going to be Biden or Trump in the long run? You get a guess?
I'm not entirely certain that we won't have a civil war over this, to be perfectly honest.
All right. Melanie?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like when a series is ending, and usually you can predict. I'd be like, oh, they're gonna do this and this and this and this, and you could just write the next episode before it happens.
Sure.
And match it up.
I tend to think that Biden will be the president elect. I'm amused at the notion that Trump may throw some more caltrops in the roadway. What do you call them besides caltrops? Like the little spiky things that have like four spikes.
That is the
okay.
proper term.
I don't know.
Yeah. And you know,
road spikes. I don't know.
Road spikes. cause the Biden train to sphere off into the ditch. I'm wondering when exactly they will declare Biden incompetent and put Kamala in charge. I'm not sure, but I tend to think that's going to happen at some
January
point.
January 21st, perhaps?
Perhaps as early as January the 21st. Perhaps earlier. If once...
Because isn't that still what would happen if he is elected, which he was elected, it's just a matter of are they going to overturn that or not, then if he ceases to legally exist, whether that's through death or incompetency, before then she gets to be president, right?
No, it's not nearly as clear as that. So probably would be my answer to the question. But at this point, the election hasn't even been certified. Figures from Square, PayPal, and Grayscale. Now, I'm not familiar with Grayscale, but I don't know everything in the crypto world anymore either. It's gotten so big. Show that consumer demand for Bitcoin has turned ravenous, outstripping new supply from mining. Now, there's a supply from people willing to sell, in the same way that you may not be willing to sell your house for $100,000, maybe you'd be willing to sell for $200,000. And if you're maybe willing to sell for $200,000, you're certainly willing to sell for $300,000. Notwithstanding wherever your house is, anywhere, you may have to add a zero on to this particular conversation. But, you know, this is one of those situations where, if, you know, if you wanted to buy Bitcoin for 50% above spot, then sure, then first I'm going to wonder what the scam is. But you know, if I could get it for that, then I just go back and buy it at a lower rate someplace else. So there's more Bitcoin out there. It's not like there's no Bitcoin to be had. But if people are buying faster than it's being produced, the chances are very good, supply and demand being what they are, that we will soon have price increases. And we are having price increases. I mean, right now, Bitcoin, I think, is at 15.5. Coinbase is like the Bank of America for crypto. PayPal won't even let you withdraw. You just pretend
to buy. Coinbase, I have talked to a lot of people who sell, like, as a, I don't want to say as a job, but as a regular thing, just sell and rebuy.
Yep.
And they tend to get kicked off of Coinbase because Coinbase wants people to stay on the exchange. Now, that could be Coinbase just wants to make all the commissions, or it could be that that's a really good way to have fractional reserve crypto, because if I don't have to actually give it to you and you're stupid enough to have 3 Bitcoins sitting on an exchange.
I promise this is the amount of gold that I have in the vault.
You don't know what...
But you should exchange these pieces of paper instead.
You don't know what Coinbase does or doesn't have, and they can't even prove it if they wanted to, because they can give you a wallet address all day long. You can check it on the tracker website. You don't know that they have that wallet or still have the keys.
Let's just tell the story of what happened with goldsmiths in the past. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had about... I think that the money's been with us for about 8,000 years, money being gold as opposed to, say, wheat. So gold, goldsmiths would hold the gold. You don't want to keep gold in your house unless you're the king and you have a bunch of guards around, and then you still want to be very careful as to where it is.
When it comes right down to it, if the police were not enforcing this nonsense, we wouldn't even have these arguments.
In many cases, it doesn't. The police don't even need to enforce them. It's just the fact that the laws were passed, and we're a society that abides by laws. But I mean, you know, it is true that Hitler only ever killed Hitler, right? I mean, like, he killed one person. That was
himself. He was a soldier in World War One.
Okay, in World War One, we don't know for sure whether he has any confirmed kills.
But yeah,
kills.
The vast majority of his death was through the hands of others.
Right, people following orders. So, I mean, you know.
Without cops, judges and politicians are just people having really weird dress-ups.
Yes, funny hats.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between some, you know, crazy hick in the backwoods and Hitler is state power.
That's the difference. And, people, for whatever reason, seem to have a difficult time not following state power. And that's one of the things I want to talk about here, is that on one hand, Joe Biden saying that there's going to be mask mandates sounds like the ramblings of somebody who doesn't even realize they're not yet in office. And doesn't understand how the presidency works after being the vice president for 8 years. The president can't make a mandate. But on the other hand, it's...
Well, executive orders.
Yesterday, you said something on the... My dog's bite me, I'm sorry. you said something on the radio about New Hampshire and the citizens being armed better than any state in the nation.
That was on Saturday night?
Yes, it was.
Okay. I was here, but I don't remember
the claim. It was off the cuff. Okay. It was off the cuff. I mean, I'm not quoting you on nothing, but, you know, I'm a Southern boy, and I thought we had all the guns down here.
Yeah. So New Hampshire gets lumped in. We were just talking about this Peakless Mountaineer, how New Hampshire gets lumped in with
New England.
New England generally. And when one thinks of New England, one tends to think of tea sipping effete Democrats who
Oh, no.
Boston, New York, that sort of thing.
Who who wet their seersuckers at the thought of one of the unwashed Southerners having a gun. And
I was lucky enough to graduate boot camp and got sent to
Pease?
Winter Harbor, Maine,
okay,
for 3 years. 3 years I spent up there as a Florida boy.
Yeah.
And I got issued snowshoes for me and my wife. Just the best time of my life.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you guys about Sam Cedar. You know that guy?
Yeah, he's a liberal commentator, does podcast, and he's pretty well known.
Yeah, Majority Report and all that.
Yeah, okay, but, that sounds right. Yep, he's been on the show one time.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
He got pretty frustrated with Ian.
He did?
Yes, but Ian's a pretty frustrating guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's always having libertarians on his podcast and sort of just talking trash and stuff. I don't feel like he does really wants to have a reasonable conversation, but... I was just wondering, what do you guys think of his politics? Like,
I think that there's a lot of talking past each other when it comes to things like this. I mean,
yeah.
I get it why a guy like Sam Cedar is frustrated with libertarians, and I get it why liberals generally are terrified of the notion of libertarianism. It is infectious. I mean, you know. As far as doing a show, I applaud anybody who's able to stay on the air and you know, get listener support to the level that Sam Cedar is. So I don't have any,
yeah.
I don't hate the guy or anything like that. But
right. Yeah.
You know, we do different, we do similar shtick from a different angle.
You were talking about concealed carry. There are currently 16 states in the U.S. that you can have concealed carry without a permit.
Oh, really? That many? I'm surprised at that.
Yeah.
Now, that's only within the. Do you have to be? Do you have to be within the state, like a resident of the state, in order to have the concealed carry, or you know, how's that work?
Yes. Yeah, you have to be a resident of the state. You know, and there's Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, and then West Virginia, and Kentucky, and Mississippi, and then Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho, Arizona, and Alaska.
Yeah, I was thinking Alaska was going to hit the list, and I knew Arizona would. They've been constitutional carry for a very long time. Vermont's lost a few gun freedoms, as I understand it, in the very recent past with the with Bernie getting his national popularity. But still, you know, they've got a long way to fall. They were constitutional carry for a long time.
Well, it's a very sad thing. Constitutional carry used to be called Vermont carry.
Yes, it did.
Well, the main thing I want to talk about, tomorrow is November 9th, and November 9th of 1938 was Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass.
Yeah.
When the brown shirts attacked the Jewish people in Germany, they had no guns to protect themselves.
Concealed carry permit holders are 10 times less likely to commit a felony than a cop, who is 100 times less likely to commit a felony than your regular citizen. So 1,000 times less.
Well, you were talking the other night about democracy is two wolves and a sheep arguing over what to have for dinner, or voting as the case may be, and liberty is a well-armed sheep contesting the vote.
Yeah, that's the old saying.
Yeah, one more point. The man calling from Florida, I have a sister that lives in Georgia, and in their community, I don't want to mention it, if they come to take someone's guns, they're going to have to take on the whole block and the whole neighborhood.
Right. One of the things that I always said about my where I live is that, you know, you're taking a gamble that a person isn't home with a gun, because
yeah.
Out in the country, Yeah, not everybody's working the same times and all that sort of thing. You go to burglarize a house, yeah, you might be able to not be able to be seen from the main highway, but they probably won't be able to hear the gunshots from the main highway either.
And I think it also bears mentioning that anyone who is against gun rights and calls themselves a feminist is absolutely full of it, because it is a great equalizer. I mean, no longer is the size or muscularity or even training of a person relevant to whether or not they can defend themselves.
Oh, no, the training is still going to be very relevant.
Yeah. God made man, Sam Colt made him equal. How long is Joe Biden going to be president?
I would say 2 years.
2 years. And then what's going to happen?
Okay, and then
Kamala?
Yep, she gets to be president, and she can be president for 10 years.
She can be? That's true.
More or less.
Yeah, so,
if it's slightly over 2 years, then she can get the rest of that term and get two full terms.
Right. If Joe Biden is president for 2 years and 1 day, and Kamala Harris is president for 2 years less a day, then she can run for president two more terms for a total of 10 years. That's what the Constitution says anyway.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen, even if they got to move Joe around on a hand truck.
So you think he's going to last 2 years, though?
They'll make him last somehow.
Yeah, I think that...
So weekend at Bernie's, then.
What's that?
Weekend at Bernie's, then.
I like your prediction. I don't think that it's unlikely. That's certainly a possibility. The other possibility is the January 21st, that they just say, we're not doing this.
But then Kamala only gets one term.
She does only get one term. And
Well, no, she would get she could have two full terms at that, minus 1 day.
Right. You know,
I really don't think they're going to be able to pretend she got elected, though.
I hear that... Republicans don't believe that there's going to be 8 years of a Democrat, but it's just wide open. I'm not making any predictions at this point because we don't have any information. The polls are all messed up. The media is clearly biased, and that's the only information that we have. And so what's going to happen? I don't know, but the election was darn within a hair's breadth either way.
Yep.
So
makes it hard.
Yeah. And do I think that either side would cheat? You better believe I mean, if you're talking about the most powerful seat in the world, they're going to cheat. Would the
Politicians
Democrats
lie to get power?
Didn't the Democrats spend
think about that?
Wasn't it $1 billion on this campaign? It was some phenomenal amount of money trying to get the Senate, which they failed to do and showed that you couldn't buy the American people in this way. If you're willing to spend that kind of money, you better believe you're willing to stack
the deck. If you're
going to
bomb countries, and not just the leaders of the countries, but just the country in general, in order to make them take your currency for oil, you're going to lie about how many ballots came in. There's no trustworthiness in elections at all.
Evidently, some of these... universally dispersed mail-in ballots have been impregnated with watermarks and some other high-tech in pregnancy.
I blockchain.
Quite all of it. But even as far as that goes, I'm sure he has more oars in the water, and I got political dirt here on what's going on here in Michigan, too.
What's
There's
that?
There's a postal worker from Traverse City who is probably on his way to the CIA or the FBI or somewhere in Washington to be, dispersed. No, not
disappeared.
Not disappeared.
Deposed.
Deposed?
No.
Deposition?
There
that's
you go.
What deposed means.
And anyway, so, this guy claims that, and I believe him, because the only thing you're going to do is stick your toe in boiling water if you're lying about this kind of stuff. His boss made all of him and his workers take all of the mail-in ballots that came in on the 4th, the day after the election, put them in a special basket so they could be hand-stamped and put on the priority shipment to the mailing office, and their ID counted as the third.
If an election is legitimately really close, you're going to aggravate straight up half the country. And because it's supposed to, the statist myth is, this is democracy, we all come together and decide, and we get a good result because democracy, and it's basically deified. So half of the people are going to be mad, and they're going to be mad at something. The state wants democracy because it is cheaper to rule people who think that it's their idea than it is to brute force it.
That's true.
Yeah, well, I'm mad
either
way.
If they can be mad at fraud instead, then you're going to go ahead and openly commit some fraud, or make it look like you're openly committing fraud, whether you are or not.
Like,
because,
Cindy.
Because then it's fraud's fault. Fraud did it. Fraud is why your guy lost.
And I'm going to be mad either way, but I'm going to be madder if Biden gets it. But vote fraud has been around since the first vote on what's for dinner. Many of us were involved in the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 and 2012, and we saw firsthand what the political arena is capable of. Outsiders are fought with every unfair and illegal tactic that in the book. They don't pull any punches in the political arena.
But they usually at least make some attempt to hide it. The reason why they're doing it publicly right now is because then it can be fraud's fault and not democracy's fault.
Melanie, do you know whether we're in standard time or daylight time now?
I have no idea, and
what would you think?
Just don't care.
Well, I mean, I think that daylight time is a little counterintuitive, because you would think that you want to save daylight in the winter when there's less of it, so you would think that daylight time...
But the government is the one making the decision, so no.
Right, so it's the opposite. In fact, daylight
time... I just want them to pick one. I don't care. I don't have, like, a preference. Just stop changing it, because it's a time, and time does not work that way.
Time will do what I say it does.
Well, I think that it's just such a pain, and it
kills people.
It does literally kill people. People have more heart attacks. There's more automobile accidents. A variety of things occur.
And it costs us way more energy, which is what we were supposedly trying to save, electricity and candles once upon a time. But yeah. It costs us way more to adjust to it.
Interestingly, Florida was trying to get on the ballot switching to Atlantic time. Now, Florida isn't even close to the edge of Eastern time, the Eastern time zone. It's more towards Central than it is towards Eastern. In fact, part of Florida is on the Central time zone. Big, funny-shaped state that it is. And they wanted to go Atlantic because the majority of the time here on the East Coast, the states that are in daylight time are actually on Atlantic time, functionally on Atlantic Standard Time. There are some districts that, people for whatever reason like, that are oddly shaped. Like, an oddly shaped district doesn't necessarily a gerrymander make.
Depends on how oddly shaped. There might be reasons for not a straight line because there's a river there, or this is, a city and we don't want to split that in half. Or terrain, like you might have to draw around mountains in New Hampshire. But if you just Google image gerrymandered districts,
yeah,
there is no reason for this.
One of the reasons, but what I'm saying here is that one of the districts that they love to show as a gerrymandered district is actually a district that's not really in contention too much. And the reason is it's drawn the way it is to catch minority votes in different areas. And the hopes is that this, this group or ethnicity will somehow be better represented by being able to pick their own Congress critter or whatever than just sort of drawing a dot and, a 1-inch circle around the dot.
Well, that's what gerrymandering is, drawing the district lines around the voters you would like instead of where the actual communities or land is.
Yeah, now my personal favorite form of gerrymandering is the one that's done in Austin. So Austin has never had a Democratic mayor, in spite of the fact that they are overwhelmingly left. The simple mathematical eloquent way of solving gerrymandering is called the shortest split line algorithm, and basically every time that you need to draw a new district, just draw the shortest line you can.
Just draw the shortest line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Because you get a certain number of voters, and that means that you need to add a new district. And then they do this weird thing where they draw the lines that they want. So if every time you did that, you just draw the shortest line you can that solves the problem.
There you go. Well, it seems like we need some better system than what we've got. I think that when they draw districts to sort of include ethnicities and these sorts of things, that all they're doing is serving to divide us further.
Well, and even then, I mean, they say that that's what they're doing, but really what they're doing is, which way of drawing this will give my party the greatest possible advantage? And then when they're in power, the other party is going to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, when they have the opportunity to, that's for sure. CNN did a fact check here. Now, I didn't get a chance to read this fact check before the show, but let's go right here into it. CNN fact check on mask mandates. Now, interestingly, the story about Biden's plan for mask mandates comes out after the CNN fact check for the mask mandates. So by a couple of days. So here we go. In Under Control, a new campaign ad set to air on digital and nationally, former Vice President Joe Biden, and the presumed president-elect, lays out the top lines of his plan to tackle COVID-19. Why didn't we do this before the election? Among the measures referenced in the 30-second ad are masks. Biden says it's a simple measure. Everyone needs to wear a mask in public, while the words nationwide mask mandates appear on the screen, implying that if elected, Biden would aim to mandate masks wearing across the nation. That raises a perennial question of this campaign season. Can the president mandate that people around the country wear masks? Why didn't Trump mandate this? Facts first. There appears to be no legal authority that would allow the U.S. president to enact a nationwide mask mandate. There are exceptions where executives' authority could allow for such a mandate, such as federal property, though a nationwide rule would almost certainly be challenged in court. So, no. One of the, the big things that the Democrats were pounding home is that that Trump is responsible for killing 200,000 Americans. Like, over and over and over again.
Joe Biden killed way more people than that.
How do you say?
He signed off. He literally signed off on the drug war.
Ah, yes, he was one of the sponsors of where he called
the 1994 crime bill.
Yeah, 1994 crime bill, where he called young black men super predators.
Hillary Clinton called them that. He might have called them that too.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, nice stuff. Here, what he's suggesting is the way he would handle the pandemic. Remember, Joe Biden would have handled the pandemic better than Donald Trump, is the suggestion. And the statement is that he would mandatory masks, paid sick leave, isn't that what we got with the unemployment extra $600 a week thing? Restoring Obamacare and free COVID-19 tests. Look, I'm not saying that free COVID-19 tests isn't a pretty good use of federal money. If you're going to spend the federal money, I mean, like they were definitely going to pass a stimulus bill. So, free COVID-19 tests. Sure. That's fine. But I mean, anybody who wants a COVID-19 test now, I don't know what the payment angle is, but you can get one.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more. All for free at freetalklive.com.